Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Becoming more like Christ is the desire of every believer, and it is encouraging to know that God has the same desire for us. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 20, that God predestined believers to be conformed to the likeness of his Son. Making us like Jesus is the work of God himself through his Holy Spirit. This does not mean that we can just sit back and wait on the transforming work to happen. No, it demands a willingness on our part to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. We have to surrender to him and allow him to have full control. God's desire for all who know him is for us to become more like Christ. We do this by first growing in our knowledge of Christ. It stands to reason that we cannot grow to be like someone we do not know. The deeper our knowledge of Christ, the deeper our understanding of him, the more like him we become. We focus more and more on Jesus and his glory, and less on ourselves. We follow his example of obedience to God, his sacrificial love, and his patient suffering. We do not allow sin to reign in our lives, for we have the word of God to guide us. In Psalm 119, verse 11, we read, I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. But knowledge alone is not enough. We must be obedient to his word. Knowing and obeying God will align us with his perfect will for us. He will become greater and greater, while we will become less and less, as we yield control of our lives to him. We grow in wisdom and knowledge and become stronger in our faith. Becoming more like Christ is a result of Christian growth. Right now, God is at work in us, transforming us so that one day we shall be like him when he returns, for we shall see him as he is. This promise should motivate us to become more like Christ now. For in 1 John chapter 3, verse 3, we read, Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself. However, it is important to realize that to become more like Christ starts by receiving him as our Savior and asking forgiveness for our sins. Then, as we grow in our knowledge of God by reading the Bible, studying the Bible, and being obedient to what it says, we grow in Christ. This process continues as we hold steadfast to our faith and will only be complete when we enter heaven for eternity. Please join us next week.